Stormont subsidised the Strangford ferry, and also the Rathlin ferry got £22.67 million over the last 4 years. I don't understand why a subsidy is not available to provide 12-month service between McGilligan and Greencastle. Is it because of partition? Well, we do have cross-border cooperation now, and that little problem should be solved between the two governments without any more nonsense.
And it wouldn't take an awful lot of funding to run this ferry for the whole year round.
We're talking an absolute fraction of the figures I've just given you for Rathlin. Probably 200,000 a year at the very most. Now, I know from personal experience and from my time spent in Inishowen and in County Derry, there are tourists there all the year round. They're filling empty beds on both sides of the border, beds that need to be emptied in these austere times. And it's just hard to believe that we can't overcome this problem. In fact, partition is used as the excuse for not resolving it.
And will you yourself now be seeking answers from the Transport Minister in the North, Danny Kennedy?
Well, of course, Danny Kennedy is well aware of the problems, and it certainly will be raised in the Dáil as well by our party, who are regular visitors to Dáil-Éireann. In fact, I'll be there personally next Wednesday myself to advocate the continuation of the Malinhead Coast Guard station. So there are things on both sides of the border that are important to each other, and we need to make sure that they survive and function. The ferry is one, the Coast Guard station is another.